Together at Last, written by Arkadiusz Jedorszak. Death does not exist. Every major religion states that existence never ends, that there is a heaven or hell, a samsara cycle with recurring incarnations, or perhaps the return to the source or the ocean of love and mercy. However, let's put religions aside. Based on science, hard facts, and rationalism, death doesn't exist either. It's like darkness, which doesn't constitute an independent being, but rather an attempt to describe the lack of light. There is no darkness, only the absence of light. There is no death, only the absence of life, here on the earthly plane. Yet the darkness can be illuminated while the light is eternal. What am I doing here? I'm a 30-something white woman on the edge of the world, in a country where no one complies with road regulations. It's 93 degrees Fahrenheit in the shade. I'm in South America, in a town called Cadijo. I've been here since yesterday with a group of people who have come from the four corners of the world. The town looks poor and neglected. The shabby facades of the houses scream for a sip of paint. The once asphalt road has been turned into a beaten track. Our contact didn't promise us a 5-star resort, but surely no one had thought it was going to be this bad. We were accommodated at El Hotel Amarillo, a small story building with sloppily paved concrete floors and rooms full of a heavy, musty odor. There are 11 of us. However, only 6 people will take part in the ritual. Each person has paid $22,000. I've come here with Adam, my only true friend. Adam is a person I can count on. I wouldn't have made it without him. Our friendship is the last thing that has had any value to me in my life. It's bittersweet because I'm filled with guilt when I see his loving eyes. I feel as if he's in agony with my lack of reciprocity. I can't lie. I've never liked Adam as a man. I was never attracted to him. If I could tell my heart I love him, I would do it without hesitation. But the heart does not take orders. I told him that there was no chance for us, that we would never be a couple. I told him once, twice, 3 times, hundreds of times. I said that I could see him suffering and I told him to let go. He heard but didn't listen. The heart doesn't take orders and I understand him. True friendship isn't going shopping and cinema trips, not even hundreds of hours spent talking. It's sharing things you have tattooed inside your mind, things that are most important to you, without fear and without shame. Within a true friendship, there is no place for judgment or criticism, for I know better. True friendship is an unconditional acceptance of one another. I'm glad that Adam is here for me. However, it was difficult for him to understand my decision. He saw things differently and wanted something else for me. He tried to convince me that selling all my assets and coming here was not a good idea, that there were better alternatives. What better alternatives, I asked. For the last 5 years, nothing's been better or worse for me. For the last 5 years, I lived beyond good and evil. When he realized that he couldn't convince me that the die was cast, he helped me, as always. Such a lovely man whom I haven't been able to love. Adam isn't going to take part in the ritual, but he'll help me recover afterwards. Our contact advised everyone who would be taking part in the ceremony to come with at least one caretaker. People are very different. They are different organisms. I read that some of them can't cope with El Equido, and there are no doctors in Cadijo, not to mention hospitals. "Why are you doing this?" asks a chubby girl with a strong Irish accent. We are standing inside a brick bungalow where we were brought by a microbus. This is where the ritual will take place. "I'm looking for someone," I answer.
"Me too,"
she smiles diffidently. Obviously, she's nervous. She wants to calm down by starting a conversation.
I'm also looking for someone, something, a divine being, she says.
I want to interrupt her, deny,